stands up, says that the problem in this country is Muslims, and Donald Trump doesn't say anything about that to him. Did anybody bat an eye at that?
It really is pretty incredible. Not only saying the problem in America is Muslims, but also that President Obama is a Muslim, which of course is not true. And, you know, I think that we're now starting to get our first taste of how Donald Trump responds to awkward questions from voters. If you are a traditional presidential candidate and you are used to doing town halls like these, you get questions like this along the way, and you sort of have to be prepared to deflect them in one way or another. But I think the interesting thing that Donald Trump is getting a lot of criticism for on Twitter is that he didn't really rebut that at all.
Right. I think it's not about deflecting. I think if you're an actual leader, if you actually want to lead people in this country and you want to be president to all the people in this country, including the Muslim population in this country, you don't just pander to every loudmouth in your audience. John McCain, when got a question like that toward the end of his race, I remember, and he pushed back on someone in the audience. Donald Trump could have easily said, you know what, the problem is not Muslims, every Muslim person in this country, and what are you going to do about them, and calling the president a Muslim. I mean, it's extraordinary for a guy who claims to be the straight talker that he doesn't have the guts to stand up to some loudmouth in his own crowd. I mean, this is a guy who constantly is saying that he tells it like it is. He's a straight talker. He's not afraid of anything. He seems to be afraid of contradicting somebody yelling at him in the audience. Did anybody seem to care in that crowd?
You sort of heard him be like, really, this is the first question? But that's as far as he went. He didn't really counter him any further. And I think that the crowd kind of just sort of moved on. I mean, that was the first question. Then he got a bunch of others. But I have to imagine, I mean, we followed him along the rope line and yelled and asked him to respond more to that. He did not respond. I have to imagine the next interview that he does, he's going to be asked about that and whether he does really believe that the problem is Muslims, because like he said, he didn't address that. He didn't refute that statement at all. You also have to remember that Donald Trump has a long history of saying pretty bombastic things before he was running for president. Remember, this was the guy who was a big birther when it came to President Obama's birth certificate. So, you know, he's been known to say some wild things himself. He's tried not to do that this time around.
Right. I mean, he made all those claims that he had sent detectives to Hawaii. He never backed up any of those claims. He never showed anything that they allegedly found in Hawaii. I mean, he's yet to actually show any documentation on any of that. There's no evidence he actually did send detectives to investigate President Obama's birth certificate.